AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Former White House lawyer Don McGahn has been subpoenaed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee as it continues its investigations, but he is not there this morning, says his lawyer, because the president directed him not to go. The president's response?
The attorneys say that they're not doing that for me. They're doing that for the office of the president. So we're talking about the future.
But this is stoking talk of impeachment among Democrats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and some top lieutenants favor a step-by-step approach in confronting the administration. Other Democrats, though, want to be more aggressive. They say starting impeachment hearings would make getting information from the administration easier. That would give them more standing in court and let them stop short of actually voting to remove the president.
They are wrestling with Mother Nature in the central part of the nation. A powerful storm system spun off tornadoes last night and caused such flooding that emergency responders had to rescue residents clinging to their homes in Stillwater, Oklahoma. There'll be more bad weather today, says the Storm Prediction Center's Bill Bunting.
Parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, eastward across Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas, surrounding states, that general region will once again be at risk, not just for severe storms, but also for the heavy rainfall.
A South Dakota woman's been charged with first-degree murder in the death of her newborn 38 years ago. The baby was found in a ditch and died of exposure. Police say they used DNA and genealogy sites to find Teresa Bentos. Alabama Public Television is not airing an episode of the PBS children's show Arthur because it included a same-sex wedding. An official says parents trust that their children can watch the station without supervision. This is AP Radio News. It appears Aretha Franklin left a will behind after all.
It seems not only did Aretha Franklin leave behind a will, she left three. A lawyer for the late Queen of Soul says the wills were all done by hand and turned up at Franklin's home outside of Detroit. One of the wills, David Bennett says, was found in a spiral notebook under some cushions in the living room. That will, Bennett says, is the latest one, dated March 2014, and it appears to give Franklin's assets to family members. But being handwritten, Bennett says some of the writing is hard to make out. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
There was a funeral service last night for a Wisconsin firefighter killed by gunfire after responding to a medical call. 36-year-old Mitchell Lundgaard had a wife and three little boys. He was killed Thursday in the crossfire as police and a suspect shot it out. The suspect also died in the gunfire. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.